email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, at one time or another, we've all gotten the urge to do some volunteering, but with our busy lives, the idea of committing to a cause can feel like a lot. So how does some short, low-commitment volunteering sound, and the sweetener of getting to try a new experience at the end? Genius. Well, that's exactly what the 2-Minute Beach Clean Summer Surf Club Initiative is trying to achieve. And to tell us about it, I'm joined by Elaine Doyle. She's Clean Coast Development Officer in the South Coast. Hello, Elaine.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, Elaine. Thanks so much for taking our call. This is brilliant.
Yeah, it's a really nice initiative, and it's what you call micro-volunteering.
Go on.
So it's, I think, the ultimate selfish good deed. And for this, for the surfing lessons, they're in 4 locations around the country, in Bonmahan, in Barley Cove, in Curraghcloe, and in Lahinch, with the one in Bonmahan being exclusively for people with additional needs.
Very good.
And what it is going out, getting a surf lesson with a qualified surf teacher for free, and then doing a cleanup. So you're just
Hold on. I think I found a problem in your plan. So you get your free surf lesson before you do the clean.
I think you do the clean first, because I'm thinking you come out of the water and you'll be cold.
I think so. Just literally, for people who haven't heard anything about this, we saw the sign for the 2-Minute Beach Clean, and then we saw online the 2-Minute Beach Clean Summer Surf Club, which is a great name. So just tell people who wouldn't have a clue about it. So first of all, you go down to one of these locations, you register online, obviously, do you?
Yeah, you register on Eventbrite, because there is limited numbers and they're selling out fast, so sign up soon.
Okay, you register and then you turn up to one of these 4 locations and you get handed a bag and a picker. Is that correct?
Well, what we'll kind of look, yeah, there'll be bags, pickers, gloves, very importantly, and we'll do a talk, short talk on the environment, the marine environment, pick some litter, and then you'll get a surf lesson.
It's brilliant. I absolutely love it. It's really good. I actually have moved to Wicklow recently, and I was down today looking at people out on their paddle boards and stuff like that, and I'm really thinking about exploring it. And this is a great way to do it, to test the water, literally test the water and do something good for the environment. Micro-volunteering, did you come up with that name yourself?
No, I didn't.
Because it's brilliant.
But it is a lovely term, because as you said, like, it's so busy, and sometimes people want to do more and they think, I just don't have the time. But you know what? You have 2 minutes. Even if you don't have 2 minutes, you have 30 seconds. You can always pick up some litter, and it helps you just, our word of the year in Clean Coast is connect. It helps you connect with the environment, connect with the ocean, connect with yourself, and it's just a wonderful deed to do.
And tell me this, so this is an initiative that basically is more carrot rather than stick, right?
Yes.
There's something in it. It's a win-win for everybody. So how are people with the beaches, have you seen? Like, I was actually down early on this morning with the dog, and I always, if I see a bottle or a bit of rubbish or some old socks, there's always something left behind. I'll always just bring it up because I'm walking by the bin anyway. How are people? Have you seen improvements in how we're treating our beaches?
Yeah, I think people are great. Sometimes it's a lot of it is innocent. Things left on the beach because you've so much stuff to bring home. Litter falling out of the bin, the birds taking it out of the bin. Often it is innocent, but I was on the beach yesterday with a group. The council were emptying the bin as I was arriving. We were struggling to find litter, which is always wonderful. Anytime I'm out with a group and I say, the first thing is to enjoy where you are, and the second thing is to start looking for litter. Our beaches are wonderful. They're very, very clean, and it's just that extra step just to keep it up and just to help make them even better.
And what kind of rubbish do you find people leave at the coast? Is it clothes? Is it plastic? What is it?
We find a lot of plastics, but with the deposit return scheme and the fact that the bottle tops are teetered onto the bottles, we are finding less. Actually, in September, we run the big beach clean. And the big beach clean is part of an international citizen science litter survey run by the Ocean Conservancy. And every year we run this in Ireland, and they the Ocean Conservancy tell us the top 10 types of litter, and it's generally cigarette butts.
Ooh.
And I was out doing a litter pick yesterday, and it was definitely cigarette butts were the main kind of litter I was finding.
Do you know what? That's funny you say that, because I think cigarettes are the last thing that people don't really view as litter. They just sort of drop it to extinguish it. So that's a good little note for listeners to take heed, and please treat your cigarette butts as litter, right?
Yes, definitely. And I think a lot of people just don't know how to dispose of them, or don't, yeah, as I said, don't think of them as litter, but they really are. They go right into the water system, especially if they go down the drains, and it's just extinguish them, put them in the bin, and just keep them out of the water.
So let's just remind people again. So it's the 2 Minute Beach Clean Summer Surf Club. It's happening in Barleyclove on the 26th of August, and it's also in a number of other locations. Just remind us quickly where they are.
So they're going in Lahinch, in Bonmahan, in Curraghclough, and in Barleycove.
And people just go to eventbrite.ie, and if they put in the 2 Minute Beach Clean Summer Surf Club, they'll find it. Yeah?
And you'd find us on our socials. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, at Clean Coast.
Yeah.
Or cleancoast.org, and you'll be able to find out any information about it there, or about joining a Clean Coast group, or about joining the Big Beach Clean. Anything you want to do. We have loads of initiatives and call to actions, not only in the summer, right through the year.
Brilliant. Elaine Doyle, Clean Coast Development Officer for South Coast. Thanks so much. So 2 Minute Beach Club Initiative, it's a brilliant idea. 2 minutes to clean up and you get to get a free surf lesson. Okay, let's take some music. Here's Florence Road and Good Night.